KPFT exists because of people just like you. Please call now, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Thank you for your support of independent, community-based Pacifica Radio. Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Bob Gartner, as usual, is on controls. And this is one of those shows where we're going to do things a little bit different because we're going to be taking calls, talking topics, and asking you to help support KPFT by sending money. So, I believe that the call-in number, and there are only going to be two lines, so this gets a little tricky. You'll have to be patient and maybe let the phone ring a little bit. 713-526-5752, I believe, is the number. And then we have one other number it rolls over to. Okay, aside from raising money, I'm going to mention briefly Friday, perhaps the darkest day in American history. We have a fellow being inaugurated for president. There is a new theory on why the Titanic sunk. Eight men are as rich as half of the entire world. Lazy passwords. A new theory on what happened to D.B. Cooper, and maybe you don't even remember who he is because that was a long time ago. U.S. troops arrive in Poland. European leaders shocked, shocked, as Trump slams NATO and the European Union. And we may get around to talking about FDR's four freedoms because at least three of them may be in serious danger in this country. There may be more, or you guys may raise a different topic, or maybe we'll just have so much money coming in, I won't have time to talk about anything else. 713-526-5738 is the donation number. You know, it's worth noting, and I have to say, I have been misspeaking on this for the last few weeks. I've said there are 100 stations or 200 stations in Houston. Okay, today I counted because I needed to know. There are 54, let me just double check that, 54 combined AM/FM radio stations in Houston. At least that's the count I got today, 54. And they run about half and half AM/FM. Now, this kind of gets into why should you support KPFT? Well, one of the reasons is to fight media concentration. Here's the tally of companies that own more than two stations. You've got CBS with six, Cox Broadcasting with three, iHeartMedia, formerly known as Clear Channel, seven, Lieberman, three, Radio One, three, Salem Communications and Media Group, three, and Univision, five. So that equals 27 stations. That's literally, so that's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven companies own 27 stations, own literally half of all the broadcast radio stations in Houston. So why should you be helping to support KPFT? Why should you be helping to keep KPFT on the air? Because seven companies own half of everything you hear on radio. They're controlling what you hear. It's like the Outer Limits. We are controlling transmission. Well, KPFT is a community-sponsored radio station. At this point in time, we are 100% community financed. And only about 8% of listeners at any given time are actually helping to support the station. Now, I'm not trying to guilt you into not listening, but it would be nice if you're part of the 92% that isn't currently supporting KPFT that perhaps you would consider doing so. That number is 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT, 713-526-5738. Now, if you want to call, we will be having some discussion. You'll have to be patient in terms of how this works out. 713 is the call-in number for talking on the show, 713-526-5752. Okay, this, because I'm trying to avoid some of this political stuff that gets me just really, really annoyed. You can call in and talk about it, but I'm not going to dwell on it. Oh, I have to say this one thing. I was just reading on Twitter, apparently there's an article, I think, in Politico, that the Donald has said that after the inauguration, his first day in the White House office is going to be Monday. So he's taking 3 days off. Now, the bright side, that might be a good thing. I would vote that he take 4 years off, but 3 days is 3 days. And, you know, someone asked, has any president ever taken his first 3 days in office off? And I think the only president who did that was that Harrison who got pneumonia during, I think it was William Henry Harrison, during his inaugural speech. It went on so long, the weather was so inclement, he came down with pneumonia and died. I'm betting he took his first 3 days off. That may be the only example of that. Let's see. Oh, Oxfam, which is a British charitable organization, they have looked at actually, this article comes out of AP News by way of Al Jazeera. And apparently there are eight men, and it is men, there are eight men who have wealth equal to one half of the rest of humanity. And a spokesperson for Oxfam says it's obscene for so much wealth to be in the hands of so few. Topic for conversation. It's not something we haven't talked about before. It's not something that many of us didn't know. I think many of us have heard this. People that listen to this station tend to be a little better informed. So there's that. The Titanic. A totally new theory on why the Titanic sank. Why the iceberg was able to sink the Titanic. Apparently, a guy who's been studying the Titanic and the accident for decades, he noticed in some old photographs that it looked like there was a fire in the coal bin of the Titanic. Bob, are we having trouble getting calls in on 5752? They seem to keep dropping off. Are they going forward?
No, there was one that dropped.
Because I've seen.
The call if you want to be on the air is 713-526-5752.
I'm wondering if they're getting forwarded. Well, anyway. Bob is my tech guy. I rely upon him. Anyway, getting back to the Titanic, apparently there was a fire in the coal bunker. This is not something that's widely known. It apparently was acknowledged in the hearings following the Titanic's sinking. And he noticed in some old photographs that the hull around the coal bunker was discolored from heat. So the theory that he is putting forward, and some other experts on the topic have sort of weighed in, is that the fire made the steel of the hull in that area a little bit more brittle, and that as a result of that, damage from the iceberg, damage from the iceberg that normally would not have penetrated the hull ended up, as we know, tearing an enormous gash in it. So it may in fact have been the fire as the primary cause, and the iceberg may have been the proximate cause. Kind of interesting. 105 years later, we're still debating what sank the Titanic. Lars, do you want to help me out and see if we can get some people to call
We've
in
got
the...
Lars in the Pledge Central.
Yes,
did you
Lars.
Did introduce him at the beginning of the show?
I don't think I did.
Hey there, guys. Yeah.
Lars, introduce yourself for us.
Why, my name is Lars. I'm from West Houston. I'm glad to be here on the show with you guys. I'm here in Pledge Central. I've got a couple good volunteers. Shannon's here and Linda, and they're both here ready to answer phone calls from anyone who wants to support KPFT and ThinkWing Radio. You're used to calling in and sharing your opinions, hashing out issues here with Mike, and we want you to help support us financially as well so we can keep this platform alive for you to continue to call in and talk about the day's news here on ThinkWing Radio. So if you want to call up and support us, 713-526-5738. And I've got some great thank you gifts, too, if you want to show off your support for KPFT. We got caps, we got mugs, T-shirts, all kinds of cool stuff like that as well as thank you gifts at different donation levels. So that's my initial pitch for folks to become part of the KPFT family.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lars. I appreciate
that. No problem. Yeah, we'll let you know once we start getting those phones ringing at 713-526-5738. Do call us now, folks.
Yeah, let's do some fundraising jingle bells. That would be kind of fun. Okay, let's see. D.B. Cooper, for those of you who are too young to remember, back in 1971, a man on a Northwest Orient Airlines flight demanded $200,000 as a ransom for the safe release of the airplane. He landed, I think it was in Seattle. They gave him $200,000. He released the passengers and most of the crew, and then said he wanted to go to Mexico City. On the way to Mexico City, he jumped out of the plane with a parachute, $200,000 missing. The FBI has researched this for literally about 50 years now, and someone has come up with not necessarily a new theory, but perhaps some new information. The man was dressed sort of in business attire, and he had a tie, a clip-on tie. He left the clip-on tie on his passenger seat, and it's been retained as evidence. Apparently, an amateur researcher who gained access to the tie did some microscopic examination, which is something no one has thought to do before. He used something like an electron microscope, and he found materials on the tie that leads him to believe that this hijacking and ransom may have been done by a manager or an engineer from Boeing, possibly someone who was working on the American supersonic transport at Boeing at the time. There were, I guess you'd call them specks of cesium and strontium and titanium, and at the time those were very unusual materials to be related to anything together. But apparently they were related to some very high-tech aircraft. So, a new lead in a case 50 years old for a hijacker who may very well be dead. Apparently, $20,000 was once found near a riverbank. So, it's entirely possible that he never made it out of the forest with the money, but just one of those enduring mysteries. Okay, we have someone on the line. Just so you know, if you want to support KPFT, keep us on the air. We are entirely community-supported. It costs $150 an hour. Even with all the volunteer help and all of the relatively underpaid help that we have, and there isn't much of that, it costs $150 an hour to keep this station on the air. So that's equipment, salaries, maintenance, lights, heat, air conditioning, all of the light bulbs, chairs, microphones, all of the stuff that you would imagine is required to keep a station on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, occasionally 366, $150 an hour, constantly, constantly, constantly. So, if you want to become a member of KPFT, I get confused whether it's $25 or $40. I think $25 makes you a member. $40, I think, makes you a voting member. Anything you contribute, If you itemize your taxes, that first dollar or that thousandth dollar, all of it is tax deductible. We are a 501c3 tax exempt, tax deductible charitable organization. We are considered to be an educational organization. I like to think that I help to inform and educate and also allow you guys to inform me and other listeners, and we have interesting discussions. So you can help to support this station and keep it on the air by calling 713-526-5738. Now, we have two callers on. We only have two lines, but if you want to get in line to be on the air, the number is 713-526-5752. If you get a busy signal, keep trying. So now we have our first caller is ready. Bob? Jerry, I think, is up. Jerry, hi. Thanks for calling. Hey. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Okay. Well, I'm doing less well as Friday approaches, but other than that, I'm not doing bad.
Well, yeah, we're all doing less well as Friday approaches,
yeah.
but I don't know. I don't think that that's the end of anything. I think it's just another beginning and all that. You know, I think that liberals and leftists ought to view this as an opportunity more than
You're really trying to put a positive spin on this. How is that working out for you?
It's not working really well, for me, personally, it's working out okay, you know, but for some other people, I don't think it is, actually. But I really do think that, I sent you some emails saying all this stuff. I don't know if you read them.
I have been visiting my mom, so I normally try to look at some of your emails, but I just haven't been able. I was barely able to put a show together, given that I just got home late last night.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sympathetic to that. I just got in from Burnett, where my dad lives. But, you talked about that one thing, an Oxfam thing, where, you know, basically just a few people have.
Eight!
You know,
eight! Not just a few. Eight! I mean, you can count them on two hands and have fingers left over, and that's half the wealth on the entire planet. And by the way, they didn't mention sovereign wealth funds, which in many countries are controlled by the sovereign, like the Emirates. So they didn't even talk about those. They didn't talk about, like, if Putin has $30 billion put away somewhere. This is just people where their assets are sort of publicly known.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia has one of those too, and of course, that's the royal families.
Yeah,
but anyway, I just think that that's ridiculous. That kind of wealth concentration is I don't think it's sustainable over the longer haul.
No, you have revolutions and people die
and everything. And this is a point I keep trying to get across to people like Barry, but I think that it's. I think it's extremely regrettable that we've gotten to that impasse or that point. And, at some point or another, like you said, eventually there'll be a revolt. But,
well, what is it? I don't have it right in front of me this particular time, but I believe it was John Kennedy who said that people who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Yeah.
And I actually believe that's true.
Yeah, I do too. I do, too, and that's another thing, too, is that basically, even before that, basically the level of economic damage that gets done is, it's just like, Barry wants them to roll up the welfare state. Well, you could roll up the welfare state, but, basically your problem is you're going to see demand drop at a time when, basically it's relatively strong right now, but but even a 1 or 2% drop in demand would be like a real shock to the system.
People have no idea just how much tiny numbers like that can impact how the economy and how the nation feels. I mean, we're talking about most developed nations. If they can get 2 or 3% annual growth, that's phenomenal. A lot of European countries have to do with like 1.5%.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. And, China's growing great guns for a couple of different reasons that are kind of like peculiar to them and all that. It's been an investment-led growth model. And
many years ago, the argument was that it was a large percentage starting from a very small base.
Yeah.
Now, we can't say that anymore. They have the second largest economy in the world, and they're still growing at, what, 5 or 6% a year?
Yeah.
But I think now what's happening is, from what I've been reading, they may have their own real estate bubble to deal with. Some, not some, but perhaps a large amount of bad loans out there.
Oh, yeah.
The nation's cash reserves apparently have been getting drawn down. They've been selling off U.S. bonds, not because they're ticked off at us, but because they need the money because they've been running deficits. So, and as I've said many times before, they are coming to a demographic cliff because
yeah,
of that, because of that 30 or 40 year one child policy. And that demographic cliff is going to have ramifications unseen previously in history. There's never been anything like it, short of the like the Black Plague, where half the population of Europe died, where you're going to have this incredible aging of the population, and then this this really dramatic graph drop of working age people. It's going to be, I can't even begin to anticipate what the consequences will be, but they'll be dramatic, and they'll be geostrategic as well as geoeconomic.
Yeah, they'll be a global. It will be global repercussions given their position now in the world economy.
Exactly, militarily, and, economically, socially.
Militarily, I don't know, but you know, they're going to have more men, but I don't know how that's going to play out. It may be, you know, like I've told you before, there's actually some research. It's kind of controversial, but there is some research saying that countries that have a large surplus male population like that tend to be more aggressive and all that, or more whatever.
Well, one of the concerns, because they have the resource, they have the asset. But I think one of my concerns is the people leading China are not stupid people. They know they're coming to a demographic cliff. And I find myself sometimes wondering if their policies may not be driven by what they consider to be an apex point in their capabilities.
Well, I think that there is an ultimately a limit in what they can really do there.
You know, they've been making some very aggressive comments in response to Trump and Taiwan. They made a comment today to the effect that they may have to take off the gloves.
I don't know. That's not going to be a good move on their part, because I got a funny feeling that, you know, Trump will just sit there and say, you know, okay, we'll take off our gloves too and see how this plays out.
You know, there's a line that I use from the movie Aliens, sort of an all-purpose throw-out line: nuke him from orbit, it's the only way to be sure. Well, with Trump, you know, anyway,
it could happen.
I mean, God help us, it could happen. Okay, we're going to go back to Lars at Pledge Central and see if we can generate some phone calls here.
Hello,
Lars?
Hello, yeah. We've got Greg Cormier, who wanted to kick off the donations for this show. He threw down $90 toward KPFT,
Thinkling Radio.
And we're going to get him a cap. I was just telling the other volunteers in here, I think the cap is the most prominent apparel I see, or I see it most often.
Make KPFT great again.
And Greg is taking us one step closer to doing just that, Mike.
Terrific.
So if anyone else wants to get in some of this KPFT swag, I've got more than just caps. We've got T-shirts and hoodies. I've got a coffee mug if you want to show that off at work, sipping your Joe at work. 713-526-5738. So that's 713-526-KPFT. Lots of cool gifts we can give you to become a member of the KPFT family. And heck, if you're already like a sustainer and you're giving monthly, there's other extra stuff we can get you for an extra donation. And every little dollar counts here, and we definitely stretch it, like Mike was mentioning earlier.
It's all tax deductible.
Oh, yeah, and that as well. So it can benefit you in that way as well. It's definitely one of the best philanthropic efforts you can make with your money, in my opinion.
And you know, I want to point out that especially the times we're coming into, when there are so few independent broadcast voices, to have KPFT with progressive talk, progressive call-in talk, community-centered programming for the Latino population, the Black population, minorities generally, LGBT. We do our best to serve the community and have approximately 130 separate program titles between FM and HD3. I mean, there is that's literally more shows than probably all the other stations in the city put together run. So support KPFT and make Lars smile.
I need to smile more, that's for sure, Mike. And
he's generally a pretty upbeat guy. You see, I'm a glass half empty kind of guy. So you really have to work to bring me up. Yeah. Lars, just, you know, give him a little. Give him a little. He's great. A
couple more phone calls, and I'll be dancing on the ceiling, I tell you.
There you go. There you go. Okay, Jerry, I'm going to let you go. Do you want to wrap anything up? Because we only have two lines this time.
Yeah. I just was going to say hi, Lars.
Hey, thank you for listening. I appreciate
All right,
the show.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate your call, as always. Take care.
And once again, just one more time, for anyone wanting to donate, 713-526-5738. That'll get you through to me and Linda for the donations.
Now, if there's anyone out there who has a car or truck or boat, as long as they have engines and can be towed, I'm not sure how that works in terms of calling up for a donation, but I think that if you have something like that that you can donate, that you can then take a tax deduction for the stated value, I suspect that if you were to call 713-526-5738, they could take a message and have someone who can arrange those sorts of things call you back.
Oh, certainly, yeah. We'd take that information on that and get it to the business office tomorrow, and they'd be able to get the details on that.
Okay, going back to some stuff, and by the way, we do have an open line at 713-526-5752. Gary's on hold. I'll get to him in just a moment. Wanted to point out that last week you may have heard that the heiress to L.L. Bean turned out she's a very strong Trump supporter, donated strongly to his campaign and his efforts. And when people heard about that, it's like, don't buy it, L.L. Bean, until she's off the board.
You know, L.L. Bean supported that nuclear plant years ago up there.
What nuclear plant? Which one do you know?
I don't remember the name, but it's up there at Main Yankee or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but I know what you're talking about. Actually, I'm just going to mention, since you bring it up, there was a special on Nova about nuclear power that I watched last night. And it was very, very interesting on a technical level. They're talking about some potential new designs. The only thing that really grabbed my attention is that, oh my Lord, how can I forget his name? Microsoft founder.
Bill Gates.
Thank you. God almighty, I'm just getting old, man. Bill Gates and one of the engineers who used to work at Microsoft, they are partners in a nuclear reactor that would actually run off spent nuclear fuel. So in other words, all the nuclear waste that we are storing would be enough, they claim, if their system works as promised, to supply American energy needs for 750 years. Now, what I like about that potentially, my biggest, well, I have obviously two objections to nuclear power. One is radiation, Fukushima. But the other is, we really have never come up with a good way to deal with nuclear waste. This particular episode really struck me. Miles O'Brien, I think, was the narrator, wrote it, had done a lot of reporting and research on the topic. But it really felt like a rah-rah nuclear power kind of show. And that's fair to a point. But they never really... I mean, they talked about, well, these are going to be a little bit safer, and some of them are going to use nuclear waste. But I just feel like we're still a long way from being safe with nuclear power. And I understand that it doesn't emit greenhouse gases, except, of course, for the radiation that it emits, occasionally, a lot of. I don't know. I used to be okay with nuclear power, sort of 60-40, and I'm just not there right now. Anyway, you can help support KPFT and these various random conversations we have about international politics, economics, social issues, technology, and random stuff by calling 713-526-5738. Progressive talk is a thing that is rare. It is hard to find in many southern cities, and it is impossible to find outside of KPFT in the city of Houston, to my knowledge. I don't know of any other station that does progressive call-in talk. So if you value that, we need you to call in and help to support KPFT at 713-526-5738. Whatever you can afford is appreciated. Whether it's a little or a lot or anything in between, we respect the fact that whatever you donate is what you can. And that's fine. We appreciate that. Whatever you can. 713-526-5738.
And one thing I like to think about, too, Mike, as far as people's ability to donate, there are obviously people who are on fixed incomes or budgets tight. Giving money to a radio station isn't something that they're in the power to do. But they do have access to the radio, and it's a pretty low bar access. It's kind of a democratic, very egalitarian kind of a medium, I think, as opposed to television where you have to pay for cable, or watching stuff on the internet where you have to have an internet hookup, the equipment to watch it. It's pretty easy to get into the under a radio station, no matter your income level. And so for folks who can afford to donate to KPFT, I think it does a service to the rest of the people in the community who rely on radio primarily as a media. And so you're providing that for your neighbors here in Houston when you donate. And call us and donate at 713-526-5738.
Okay, we have one open line on the talk line, 713-526-5752, and we have Gary who's been patiently holding. Gary, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Oh, Mike, I just wanted to run something by you, and okay. I can't believe I haven't heard anyone else say this.
All right.
I had an epiphany. You know all about the Russian hacking scandal, and they're trying to theoretically get Trump elected.
Yeah.
Buddy with Vlad the Impaler. And I was just wondering, you know, why? I mean, is it that he just hates Hillary because she was too tough on him, or does he know Trump's an idiot? And he can, you know, and why would Putin be so interested that he would have his intelligence people actually get involved in the United States election, which some are calling an act of war? And then all of a sudden, this news comes out that, my gosh, there are secret tapes, sex tapes.
Yes,
videos.
I'm shocked.
Well, but the point is, now that doesn't that explain what Putin's motive was, because now he's got Trump in his pocket. He can blackmail the president of the United States of America, for crying out loud. Now think about that.
Well, to answer your questions, the answer is yes to all of the above. He had leverage over Trump. Trump is a big media personality, whatever else you might say about him. He has carrots and sticks. He can benefit Trump, he can embarrass and hurt Trump. My impression is that on that side of the equation, he doesn't even need the sticks. I think Trump is just thrilled with the carrots. That's all he needs is the carrots. As for the other question about Hillary, apparently when there were some issues with the Russian presidential elections back in, I think it was 2011, Hillary came out publicly as Secretary of State and essentially criticized the way the elections were run, questioned the legitimacy of Putin as the winner, etc., etc. And apparently this gave him a dual opportunity to benefit from getting involved in the U.S. election. He could get revenge on Hillary, and there was the possibility that he could end up with what amounted to a Russian asset in the White House. So win-win for him.
All right, now I have one last question. Do you think CIA, NSA, FBI, or Secret Service?
I'm sorry, I don't know what the whole question is.
Well, who's going to take them out first? Because they're sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Well, I don't think...
I'm telling you, the man is not going to survive his first year, and I was thinking impeachment for clinical insanity. But now what he's been doing with the CIA, you know, you don't mess with Leroy Brown, and you don't screw with the mafia, and you don't screw with the CIA, baby.
Well, I don't think...
And
that
I'm
we're,
being half serious, but...
I know. I don't think we're going to see an Ides of March scenario from the intelligence services against Trump. I have been telling my mother, whose birthday is July 10th, that by her next birthday, she will probably see a different president, probably a President Pence, which there's a lot of debate which is worse, and I respect that. But this is what I think is going to happen. The man is a walking impeachment waiting to happen. I came up with a comment a few days ago on Twitter that Trump simply cannot avoid committing impeachable offenses. He's like the scorpion stinging the turtle that's ferrying it across the river, even though they'll both drown. It's in his nature.
I meant to call you last time when the frog said, "Why did you sting me, scorpion? We're both going to drown." The scorpion said, "It is my nature."
Yeah, well, you know, turtle, frog, whichever.
Scorpion can't sting through a shell, but anyway.
Ah, good point. Well, I mean, there are exposed areas, but yes, the frog frog makes a better metaphor. I got it. But yeah, I think we're in agreement. The guy is a walking impeachment waiting to happen. The L.L. Bean story, which I didn't quite finish. After there was this uproar about this L.L. Bean heiress supporting Trump and people saying don't buy, Trump tweeted out, "Buy at L.L. Bean, support L.L. Bean." And shortly after that, let's see if I have the, here we go, the ethics office, a day after his tweets, said that, quote, "All executive branch employees must refrain from misuse of position, including endorsements." Essentially, just saying buy from L.L. Bean came close to being an impeachable offense. The man can't help himself. Literally cannot. So that's where that is.
Well, I heard someone on NPR today say that the minute he puts his hand on the Bible and takes the oath of office, he will have committed a constitutional violation.
Yes, absolutely. The emoluments clause being the most obvious.
I mean, the guy is obviously nuts, okay, and everybody knows it, and the people are joking about it, but how can the Republicans, with any self-respect, continue to support this guy? You talk about Nero fiddling. I mean, honestly.
I think that the Republicans are so dedicated to power. And I think that the Republicans, far more than the Democrats, are literally willing to do almost anything to gain and retain power. And I think that the degree to which they have rolled over for Trump, and forgive me, I know that there are conservatives that listen to me, and I know this doesn't apply to every conservative or every Republican, but as a party, I think that they will become known as the party of treason someday.
But do you know how you, so I'm going to let you go. I know people are waiting. Do you know how to spell power in American?
G-O-P?
M-O-N-E-Y?
Oh, well, that too. I've said for many years that I think the GOP aspires to be America's version of Mexico's PRI.
And do you talk about, you couldn't make this stuff up if you were writing a novel. The people that are losing their jobs and going broke and have voted for Trump, voted for a guy that packed his entire cabinet with billionaires and millionaires.
And firing ambassadors and the military guy who's running the inauguration at 12:01 p.m. is fired. I mean, there isn't a publisher or a producer that would buy this story if it was fake.
It is the epitome of irony. It's hilarious. And I'm telling you, I told you this before and you got upset, but Trump actually is the best thing that ever happened to this country, because thanks to that man, we will never have another stinking Republican in office again, thank God.
Well, you know, they thought that after Hoover, too, but, you know, generations forget.
All right,
Gary.
Show. I'm going to listen.
Thank you so much. Take care. All right. Now we're going to do another reminder that in order to keep these kinds of interesting, off-the-wall, and to some extent intellectually intriguing conversations going, you need to help keep KPFT on the air. And the way to do that is, within your means, please help support KPFT. You can call 713-526-5738. We can take a promise of a check. We can take a promise of bringing cash to the station. We can take a debit card. We can take a credit card. We can take a monthly contribution. If you want to donate $5 a month on your credit card, we can do that. There are so many different ways that you can affordably help to keep this station on the air. 713-526-5738. One of the things I want to point out, you know, most people, the vast majority of people, listen to radio in their cars, and you may be tempted to help support this station while you're driving, but, you know, it's like the credit card and all this. Don't worry about that. If you can just call us safely, dial the number at a stoplight or something, then just give us your contact information, the amount you want to pledge, and we can get the additional details later. So whatever you can do to help support this station, the only progressive talk radio station in this town, and that's only a part of what we do, 713-526-5738. Hey, okay, hold on. We've got Greg and Doyle holding. I just want to let them know that I haven't forgotten them, and now we're going to go to Lars, and let's see what he's got.
Well, I don't have any new callers yet, so 713-526-5738 once again for that. But I do want to mention a special premium we've been ordering or offering earlier in the day, Mike. Since it's Martin Luther King Day, we've been talking up our Martin Luther King Jr. Special Collection MP3 disc. It has 11 of his speeches collected on it. And that's at a $100 donation, we have that as a gift for you. And that's for this special holiday, if you want to have the words of Martin Luther King Jr. At your fingertips to pop in your CD player anytime you want to hear them, we have that gift for you today for a $100 donation. And that would take care of the rest of our goal for this hour.
Well, that would be a great help.
Oh, yeah. I was just flipping through the premiums and noticed that. I'm like, oh, yeah, we've got to mention that because I know some people have taken us up on that as a gift earlier in the day. So hopefully someone else out there listening wants to get a collection of the great orders, words here on this special day for him in remembrance. 713-526-5738. Do call us up. We can hook you up with that. But the important thing is that you support KPFT, a platform that does take time out in Democracy Now! Where we are featuring the words of Martin Luther King Jr. To keep this relevant, we really need your help. That's the only way we can do it. So 713-526-5738. Do call us now.
Lars, you said the earlier donation, was that from Greg?
Yeah, Greg Cormier. He wanted the cap. So he got us about halfway to the goal today.
Well, I have a Greg who's next up online, so maybe it's the same Greg.
Hey. Well, I will step out of the way and let you guys continue to talk, but hopefully we can talk with some more donors.
Yes, so please. We need your help to stay on the air. We are 100% listener-supported. 713-526-5738. Whatever you can, however you can, is greatly appreciated. Greg, you're on the air.
It is the same.
It is the same. Well, thank you, Greg. I very much appreciate it, as always.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It is interesting to me. I was listening to one of the national shows on NPR recently. In fact, it was last week. And they were talking to people in York, Pennsylvania. And there was this gentleman who was an older guy. And the thing that caught me by surprise, where he said he voted for Trump because, and I quote him, "Trump was one of us."
Yeah.
Maybe I've missed something.
I don't think you're the one who missed something.
He is the strangest one of us I've ever heard.
Who, the guy in Pennsylvania or Trump?
Trump.
Well, yeah.
This is unbelievable. This guy actually believes that Donald Trump will care about him as a working man.
You know what I think it is? When they say that Trump is one of them, they don't mean that he's working class. I mean, really, I don't think they analyze it to this degree, but this is my feeling. I don't think they see him as working class. I don't think they see him as identifying with their needs or issues. I think they see him as talking like them and being crude and rude the way they are in their casual time, and perhaps some of the I don't want to accuse everybody of being racist or misogynistic, but, you know, there are people that don't consider themselves to be racists or misogynists who occasionally will casually use that kind of terminology. And I think that when they talk about Trump being one of them, I think that's what they mean.
Yeah, but I think they need to understand they got played.
Oh, God, yes.
They got played. These are the same people who want their jobs to be the way they were, and they don't understand. As much as you want this, it will never, ever come back.
Yeah, I've been doing some reading in that area, and I am now persuaded that just because of mechanization and technology, because you can produce so much more with fewer people, just like at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution when this became an employment issue, we're just going to need people to be educated differently. I've always been a big believer in a liberal arts education. I think that a good liberal arts education, perhaps with some vocational training mixed in, is the best way to create an informed, flexible, always trainable population. And, you know, in the course of someone's lifetime, 40 or 50 years, it's just impossible to imagine that what they're doing will not change. It's just not going to be that way. So we need ways of, well, first of all, when efficiency improves, there's supposed to be a share in wages, and that has not been happening. That is a big part of the problem, is that as you've been gaining more production with fewer people, historically, at least in the 20th century, that has partly been shared with the workers through higher wages. Instead, it's all been going to the top 1%, the guys making tens and hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And that sucks life out of the economy, and that basically sucks jobs out of the economy.
And I hope our progressive friends, I hope we learn from this, that we've got to stay motivated, not just when it's a presidential year. We've got to stay engaged. We've got to stay involved, not just because we hate Donald Trump or hate the people he's put in power.
Greg, I got to ask you, how do we do that? I have been struggling with this question for years. Conservatives, it's easy. Conservatives tend to be angry about one thing or another, and anger is very motivating. I don't know what it is that motivates liberals and progressives. I just don't know. What do you have any ideas?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think one of the things we do, especially when we lose an election on the presidential side, then we understand when we're out of power that all the stuff that we don't want and that we don't like will become a reality or attempt to become a reality. Then we get angry. Then we get frustrated. Then we get disgusted. And then when we get into power, we're so happy that we're back in power, we pat ourselves on the back, and we say, gee, man, this is great. When we get in power the next time, on the national level, we can't keep patting ourselves on the back. We have to live up to the promises that we've been making.
I'm going to throw out a terrible idea. Not terrible and bad, terrible and sad. If anger is what motivates Republicans, I have to think that maybe fear is what can motivate Democrats.
Yeah.
And maybe, I mean, it's a horrible thing to have to suggest, but maybe Democratic politicians need to play the fear card more.
And I hate to say it about some of us, I think when, and I think more so this year than any other past election, I think one of the problems we had is that we kind of were comfortable, and we didn't bother to think that that anger that has been simmering in that stew and that beef and that potato that we've forgotten about has been there for a long time, for over 40 years, and we didn't really do anything to fix it.
Democrats have tried to be Republicans light is the term that has often been used. I think this actually goes back to the Vietnam War, and maybe we'll talk about that another time. I think it's a form of political PTSD that goes back to the way they were sort of placed as the surrender monkeys of the political landscape in the United States. We'll talk about that another time. But, Greg, I need to go. I have another caller, and we need to do a little bit more pitching. But I really appreciate your support. And your support here on the show by calling in and listening. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. My
Take
pleasure
care.
To do it.
All righty. You're listening to ThinkWing Radio on KPFT 90.1 FM. Haven't mentioned it, but you can go to my website, thinkwingradio.com. You can follow me at ThinkWing Radio on Twitter. And apparently you can go to thinkwing.org, or I'm sorry, you can go to kpft.org, and aside from contributing money to support the station, apparently they put my show on a podcast, which I didn't even know, so I think that's pretty cool. Okay, Lars, do you want to take a couple of minutes, and then I'll go to Doyle on the line?
Oh, certainly, and we haven't gotten any calls, so I wish I had someone to thank right now. But
yeah, somebody, we need to thank you. Call.
Yeah, we're just waiting for that person to call because we really want to thank you. And I got thank you gifts for you. I've already mentioned the caps and the mugs, mentioned the Martin Luther King Jr. speech collection. There's 11 speeches on one disc. $100 donation will get you that. We also have concert tickets, too. Now, this isn't a music show, but we are known for our variety of music, and we've got a variety of artists coming to town in the next couple months. So you can give us a call and talk about which shows you might be interested in. We can gift you those in exchange for your generous donation here to keep KPFT vibrant and on the air here in Houston.
You know, I'm looking at a photocopy that's hanging up on the window of a T-shirt, Texas flag.
Oh, yes.
I'm retro tee that says A State of Minds, KPFT 90.1 FM on a Texas flag. That is beautiful.
That's right. We had to reach back to 1984 to get that one. That was a KPFT shirt from that year. And it might have been Dwayne that had it in his closet still, but we pulled that out and got it scanned, and they're going to rip off another special edition of that, just like they did last year for another retro T-shirt for KPFT.
Well, when you're ripping yourself off, I don't think you can say you're actually ripping off.
Oh, yeah. Well, ripped off in a different sense.
I mean, James Horner ripped off his own music all the time, so...
So it's more like a rerun. We're
there you go.
We're running a rerun
It's what do they call it when you just kind of bring something back? It's not really stealing. It's
reintroducing.
Okay,
for lack of a better word. Yeah, but it's a pretty nice looking shirt here. But if you like, you know, Texas and, you know, deep in the heart of Texas, you gotta.
It's good looking.
Yeah,
713-526-5738. Okay, we have Doyle on the line. We have another caller coming in. I'm not sure if we'll get to you or not. Doyle, thanks so much for calling. How are you doing? Are you the Doyle I think you are?
I am the Doyle you think.
Ah,
I
the
am.
Doyle. Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I was just listening, and I thought I'd like to call and try to encourage people to call in and donate, because I think it's great that we have, you know, this type of forum that we can all speak, and I think KPFT is a great resource.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts on that. I know that you spent a lot of time at KPFT engineering here. I know that you're a musician and that you've been making a career out of that now, and I'm very happy that that seems to be working out for you somewhat, isn't it?
It is, yeah, full time.
Do you have a group you want to plug?
I did want to make a point, though. Got some friends that, you know, that are liberal, and, you know, I know from KPFT, good friends of mine, and they voted for Trump, a few of these friends of mine.
Isn't that sad?
And I just think that what we ought to do is we ought to try to figure out why those people voted for Trump, you know, because I actually...
Were they Sanders supporters, I'm curious?
I'm sorry?
Were they Sanders supporters, to your knowledge?
I think they were, you know, some of them may have been Sanders supporters, some of them not. Kind of different reasons.
Yeah, it's a
I mean, I know
thing.
A lot of people actually that that are Indian and Arab that voted for Trump that have traditionally been, you know, liberal, you know, Democrats. So I think there's a lot to say, and I think what we ought to try to do, just my personal reflection on your show, is try to reach out to people on the issues, you know.
And, do you think I do that at all? Do you think that I...
Well,
what's your assessment?
Is that, like, it also just came out, right, that President Obama killed twice as many innocent civilians as George W. Bush during his 8 years. That was in a recent report. So there's a lot of really terrible
Where did you read that? Because of a statement like that. Hold on, Doyle. A statement like that, I'd like you to source it if you can.
Well, I can't get onto my source machine right now because I'm on the phone.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
Your phone.
All right. Well, I appreciate
it. People can feel free to Google that. It is a fact, actually.
Well,
on average, we drop the bomb every 20 minutes during President Obama's presidency. Drone bomb.
And that is a discussion for another day, I'm afraid. But I do thank you, and I respect what you say. I don't necessarily dispute
it. I think that you disrespect a lot of things that people say. I was listening to your show, and I actually didn't vote because I didn't feel like anyone deserved my vote. But I'll just say, from my perspective, there's a lot of disrespect and hate on what I've heard on your show.
On my show?
I would call it Hate Wing Radio instead of Think Wing Radio.
How do you call it hate? What did you feel was hateful?
Well, the last person that was on the show, or on the call, caller, he said, we may hate Trump and the people that put him there, right? Well, I have friends that voted for Trump, and they're liberals, and they even go down to KPFT on occasion.
Well, let me back up a second.
I don't hate them.
Now, hold on.
Do you hate them?
Now, you're saying a caller said that, and I think what's fair
is... you did not disagree with him, Mike.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair statement. I did not disagree with him. But, you know, I was just letting him speak his piece, and maybe I should have disagreed, but I'm not sure he's wrong. Are you sure he's wrong?
Well, am I sure that he's wrong? Okay. We may hate, this is what he said, we may hate the people that put him there, right? I don't hate the people that put him there.
But maybe some people do. But
I'm not a person that hates. I'm a person that believes in peace, which is why I've traditionally donated to KPFT.
Well,
Radio for Peace.
If you don't donate to my show, I hope and believe that you will donate to KPFT in any case, in whatever way you can.
I think the thing is that when it comes to peace radio, politically, we ought to stand on the side of peace and not on the side of party.
I think
that's my suggestion to you.
And I respect your opinion. My opinion is that KPFT today needs to be more about free speech radio.
I'd like anyone that's listening that agrees with me to call in, maybe even support your show. That way we can have a conversation.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Of course, you know, we're going to be sort of limited the next show. But after that, when we go back to an all-talk format, that'd be great. I look forward.
Thanks, Mike. Good talk.
Thank you, Doyle. You take care.
How's your...
Okay, 713-526-5738 is how you keep us on the air, how you keep the lights on, how you keep the broadcaster working and the microphones going and the computers maintained. 713-526-5738. We have a couple of minutes and then Jazz Latino with Juan Flores comes on and you'll be able to contribute to his show and listen to music at the same time. So let's go to MOD. Thank you. I hear a phone ringing. Mazel tov. MOD. Okay, you've got like 1 minute. Talk to me.
That's okay. I just want to give a shout out, if it's okay, Mike, to my brothers at downtown Jamel Park and the homies out there at North Spring Park. So they asked me to say hi, and I appreciate you letting us talk on your show. Gary on the Clinton Foundation's where Putin purchases enriched uranium through Ukraine. So that's a business engagement that Vladimir has with the former Secretary of State. So it's right here on CNBC, a Business Insider today, and it's so I don't think it's really what we think it is, Mike. I think it's just business as usual. And smoke and mirrors for most other folks, too, then.
Well, okay? I appreciate your calling. We need to go now to Pledge Central.
All right. Have
Thanks.
A good week, Bob.
You take care.
I just want to thank the two callers we've just had, and we might have to thank you next week. Lars is with us.
Yeah, Lars. Can you give us a quick thank you?
I don't. Linda's working one call right now, and I was in the middle of talking with another gentleman, but he dropped off. So do call us back, and we'll finish up that conversation. But it looks like we do have one to thank here. It's Brad Stevens, and he's donating right now. And I don't have all the details on that, but we do have at least one more donation here, so we could be getting pretty close to our goal.
Well, thank you very much, Brad. I think it may be a Brad that I know, but I appreciate everyone, whether I know you or not, who might be supporting the show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank those who contributed. Juan Flores, you can send him money, too, 713-526-5738, and we'll be back next week. And my sign-off quote for tonight is from someone called Windfall Lily. If Trump isn't a Russian puppet, then he needs to stop acting like one. Okay, I'll be back next week. I appreciate your calls, and I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.